This was the moment when American history was made.
On this vote, the yeas are 53, the nays are 47, and this nomination is confirmed.
When the nation's first black female vice president announced the confirmation of the first black woman to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Never, never has a black woman held the title of justice. Ketanji Brown Jackson will be the first, and I believe the first, of more to come.
Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation passed by the narrow margin of 53 to 47, with three Republicans joining all 50 Democrats in voting yes.
She's within the mainstream. She's also highly qualified, intelligent, capable person, and I wish her the very best.
The remaining Senate Republicans voted no, some voicing concern over Jackson's work representing Guantanamo Bay detainees when she served as a federal public defender. Others accused her of being a tool for the political left.
I believe she will prove to be the furthest left of any justice to have ever served on the Supreme Court.
Members of this committee.
Jackson defended against that assertion during her confirmation hearing.
I interpret and apply the law to the facts of the case before me without fear or favor, consistent with my judicial oath.
Jackson has nearly a decade of experience on the federal bench. She's the daughter of public school teachers and also served on the Federal Sentencing Commission. She joined President Joe Biden to watch the confirmation vote from the White House. Jackson will replace the moderate liberal justice Stephen Breyer when he retires in July, leaving the Supreme Court's conservative supermajority unchanged.
It's very unlikely that Justice Jackson will be able to convince a conservative justice to cross party lines and vote with the liberal justices on the controversial issues.
But Jackson's confirmation is a symbolic win for Democrats and the Biden administration. At age 51, she will likely have decades to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court. And her supporters say, just as importantly, she will serve as a trailblazing role model, an inspiration for generations to come. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Washington.